We got new boots, and I'm so thrilled. They're Tecovas boots. And you know why I'm so excited about getting Tecovas boots and why I was so happy to get mine in the mail? Because the girlies from Potomac went to the Tecovas store in the most recent season of Real Housewives of Potomac, and I was like, if Robin and Karen have Tecovas, I want Tecovas.
Well, I have a good reason, too, because I've been doing a bunch of line dancing, and I didn't have any cowboy boots, and so I got my Tecovas, and let me tell you, the difference it makes to be dancing in cowboy boots... Huge.
On the line dancing floor. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. So you can really smack the floor and swing around. You need cowboy boots.
Yeah, I didn't get cowboy boots. I got Chelsea boots, but they're great. They're brown.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see them.
They're just, I like taking them on and off. They're so lovely. They're kind of a beautiful leather. They're beautiful leather.
Well, they're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage bootmaking. They've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots, but they've innovated on comfort, style, and service. It's true because cowboy boots can be a little bit hard to break in.
Yep.
You know? Yep. Mine, I was swinging around, no pain.
No pain. And Tecovas is Western to their core. They offer a bunch of other head-to-toe Western staples like trucker jackets, the perfect jeans, performance pearl snaps, cowboy hats, bandanas, you name it. They'll get you outfitted. They believe in Western for all. And you can feel that when you go into their stores. When you walk in, you'll be greeted like family. I saw them do it to the girlies from the Real Housewives of Potomac. It seemed like they were being greeted like family. You'll be offered a boot shine and a drink. Yes, even the hard stuff if you prefer. And you can get custom fitted for a new pair of boots. But if you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and the most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com, that's Tecovas.com, and point your toes west.
You will drain it. Yeah, yeah, Neo. Yeah, they want to know. Hey. Neo.
Hey. Yeah, yeah. Neo. To be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And our live show is over. We did it. Thank you for dealing with us, promoting it for so long. We're done with our, you know, holiday tour, our weekend.
It was fun. It's really
fun. Our
whirlwind
weekend. That was so fun.
We did Thank some to everyone in New holiday Jersey who came out. Adjacent content.
Yeah.
That I think we might repurpose some for the podcast so you can.
Yeah, but you're not going to hear a live show thing, though. You're
well,
not
we don't
hear
do that.
That.
We don't do that.
We don't do that. No,
but
we don't.
What we do do is test out stuff. And if something's really funny, we're like, oh, we should do that on the pod. And one of the things that we're going to do, we do every year, is Hallmark holiday content, which I think we should do next week.
The movies are especially good. And by good, I mean crazy this year.
It's astounding. There are 17 Hallmark, new Christmas Hallmark movies.
Yeah, I think 17.
And then you have Netflix in the game. And then you have ABC in the game now.
ABC!
You have...
ABC was like, we need to get into this.
Lifetime.
What is it called? Christmas. See you again next time. Same time this Christmas.
Same time next Christmas with Leah Michelle. I mean, it's just everyone is getting in the game now. So it's really the playing field of Christmas movies is just not what it used to be.
Did you see, and it uses her Christmas music in the trailer for Same Time Next Christmas.
I bet it does. I fucking bet it does. She's all, she's pre-packaged.
And did you see the poster? It's like sunset in Hawaii, and then they like photoshopped Christmas lights around the palm trees.
Yeah.
Christmas vacation is calling.
Hawaii, huh? I'm gonna miss you.
I'm ready to relax on the beach for a week.
That's my girl.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jeff.
Olivia. Wow.
How is Leah Michelle not Jewish? Dress? Is that what it's about? Is she not Jewish?
Okay. I don't think so.
That's crazy to me.
I thought
but
you
that's
knew
fine.
These things.
I'm just saying, like, the woman fashions herself after Barbara Streisand, and literally the number one thing about Barbara Streisand is that she's Jewish.
Is that she's Jewish.
Yeah.
Let's see. She is an American actress and singer. Control F, Jew. Oh, yeah. Her father is Jewish.
So she's half
her mother's
half Jewish.
Her mother's Italian. Her
no,
father
that's
is
not a religion.
Jewish. No, it says her mother is an Italian American with ancestors from Roman Naples. Her father is a Sephardic Jew with ancestors from Greece.
Oh, so she's literally half Jewish, so she gets to play both sides.
Her mother is Catholic. Her father is Jewish.
So she gets to look like Barbara Streisand, kind of, but sing about Christmas in New York. Love it. Incredible.
Like if ABC were like, oh, sorry, Leah, we're actually doing a Christmas rom-com about a culture clash, about a Jewish woman and a Catholic man. She's like, I can do both.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Not that I want to be clear. I think I said something wrong. Not that you have to be Christian to sing Christmas songs. You definitely don't have to. We talked about this before, but a lot of Christmas songs are written by and sung by Jews. So that's irrelevant. I'm just saying Leah Michelle really does like give off a very Jewish vibe to me. So it's great to see her really enmeshed in the Christmas the Christmas, World of Christmas.
I was reminded of this story, which I had forgotten about or didn't know or blah, blah. Speaking of Lea Michele being a cultural chameleon. Do you remember this?
No.
She was interviewed in Cosmopolitan 2 years ago about God knows what. And she mentioned that she auditioned for the new West Side Story that was a few years ago that like Lin-Manuel Miranda did like a translation for where he made some of the songs in Spanish. So it was a little more like interesting, whatever.
Yeah.
That's being revived now, whatever. So the new West Side Story revival had Spanish in it and they interviewed her about that. And apparently she auditioned for it, I guess, to be Maria. And then she didn't get it. And it said, I was dreaming of being in this production of West Side Story that was coming to Broadway. I worked so hard on the audition. Literally, I learned Spanish for it. And I get into the room. I said maybe one line and they were like, thank you so much. Have a great day. And they escorted me out. I was gutted. I went home and I cried so hard. And the headline on this was, Lea Michele was gutted to not get cast as a Latina character in West Side Story. Remember when she said, I literally learned Spanish for it? She didn't get cast as a Latina.
When you're gutted.
Just wait and see. Just wait, Maria. Just wait and see. It isn't true, not for me. It's true for you, not for me.
Oh, I learned Spanish.
It's just funny because that's how they worded it, which is the meanest way.
Yeah, I mean, this was like the shadiest article in Teen Vogue from 2017.
What else happened this weekend? We had our show. I bought a Cybertruck.
You bought a Cybertruck. Oh, congrats. Oh, my God. Let's ride.
Let's ride. Yeah, did you know they only cost $100? Why wouldn't everyone get a Cybertruck? I'm just kidding.
So it was a $100 deposit. They sold how many? I sent you the video. I sent 12, you the article 13. This morning. No, they sold... They sold 146,000 pre-orders or something.
Well,
but the thing is, as people are commenting, it's like a zero interest loan for them. Like now they get all this influx of cash. $100 times this, it's like $14 million to work on this car. You know, like people might ask for refunds, but currently it's just basically a loan.
How could you not give money to this insane looking thing if it's $100 non-refundable? Okay, well, that's your loss.
This company is going to fall apart. You're not going to get that money back.
I'm going to get my
$100 back. There's
going to be
some class action lawsuit, and they're
going to
give you like
$3. Yeah, and I'm going to make even more money when I sue them to get my money back. Because I'll be like...
We'll make like $3.
So I'll get $103 back. Let's ride.
Let's ride. What was the recent class action? Like Zappos?
Oh, Zappos. I got 10% off. Like a shoe.
10% off is the rudest discount also, because you always have to spend more money. Elon Musk, crazy person. Elon Musk, lunatic. Sure, like I can have conflicted feelings about Elon Musk and Tesla as a company, but I also earnestly think the Cybertruck is cool as
And also,
hell.
What's sick is that the Cybertruck's not even going to get to me until like 2025. I'm going to be so rich by then, maybe. You know,
you're going to be so rich by
giving $100 to Tesla now is really just proof that you believe in yourself and that you can do anything you set your mind to, like afford a Cybertruck. OK, let's ride.
Let's ride. It's going to be like in 2023, whenever you're super rich, they're going to be like, Lindsay, how did you get here? And you're like, well, it started in 2019. I placed a pre-order for a Cybertruck and I thought I gotta be rich by 2023. So it really helped me put, you know, the pedal to the metal and really jumpstart my professional life. I have nothing to say about cars. Last time I rented a car.
This entire site was just gonna be Charlie XCX's Vroom Vroom playing like vroom, over vroom. And over again as we talk about Cybertruck. Beep, beep,
so let's ride. Tonight is the AMAs. This is a fake award show. God, it's a fake award show.
It's just, honestly, is it fake award show season? I feel like we've had so many fake awards recently.
Yes, it's because it's the amuse-bouche for award season. They sort of just like, it doesn't really matter. It's not going to fill you up. It's really not going to surprise you, but it keeps you a little bit satisfied before the main course comes, which, you know, Oscars.
Yeah,
even
it's
the
like
SAG
practice.
Awards. The SAG Awards are like high profile. They're distinguished.
But
like your Oscars and the Golden Globes are coming
up. The thing about the AMAs, though, is that even though it's a fake award show, there's always like a few kind of like quote unquote iconic performances. Like there's always, mm-hmm. they're good at booking like people who are trying to come out with something or do something or whatever. Like they made up this fake award for Taylor Swift, which they've given out once before, and then they skipped a year and then they gave it out again and now it's Taylor Swift. I actually Googled this. It was like, because I was like, what is this award? Hold on. Artist of the Decade.
Artist of the Decade?
Yes, Artist of the Decade. In the 1990s, it was Garth Brooks. And in the 2000s, it was no one. They didn't give it out.
No
they
one got Artist of the Decade
they, yes,
last
they
decade?
They forgot about it. They forgot to do it. You know, it's like one time, the one time we forgot to do the Rita segment, remember?
We like, oh, yeah.
Totally forgot it. So this was like, they forgot that they even had this award. And then this year, they were like, oh, right, we have an Artist of the Decade award. Let's give it to Taylor Swift.
Look at these like specialty awards they have. So it's on insane. Their special awards. It says International Artist Award of Excellence. I don't even know what that means. And the winners have been Michael Jackson, Rod Stewart, Led Zeppelin, Bee Gees, Aerosmith, Beyonce, Whitney Houston. Most of those people are American. I don't really understand the international labeling. Icon Award has only been given out once in 2013 and it went to Rihanna. Makes sense, I guess. The Dick Clark Award for Excellence has only been given once to Taylor Swift. The Award of Achievement, just called the Award of Achievement, has only been given 5 times. 2 of those times went to Mariah Carey. I like that. Michael Jackson, Prince, Mariah Carey, Katy Perry. Lifetime Achievement Award has only been given once to Diana Ross in 2017. An Artist of the Decade only twice. That's crazy.
Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes won Best Collaboration at the American Music Awards for their number one hit, Senorita. But it was during their performance that some thought that Jenna Dewan threw some shade at Camila by saying she's so extra when the camera was on her. Here's the moment.
First story of the day. Justin Hartley and Chris Shellstation have filed for divorce. I love the TMZ headline, "This is no longer us." It's really good.
Wait,
oh, that's so good.
Chris Shell, as in she was born at a Shell station and a man
delivered
named Chris
by
delivered
named Chris.
Her. So
yeah.
She was named Chris Shell. It's still
Chris Shell.
This day my favorite name. My favorite name of a celebrity.
It's so absurd that you don't want to believe it, but it's absolutely true. That's
it's
her name.
Too good to be true. Too good
so
to
my
be
favorite,
true.
My favorite thing about this breakup, not that there's anything good about breakups, but the coverage of this breakup is really great. So Just Jared aggregating ET, every level of aggregation just like degrades the story a little bit. So this one says, the source is crazy. A source told ET, people close to Justin and Chris Shellstation are completely shocked by Justin filing for divorce. The couple has always been incredible with no signs of things being on the rocks. And then it says, they added, quote, here we go, friends are speculating this was an impulse on Justin's side due to something that happened.
Due to something that
due
happened.
To something that happened.
Due to something that happened.
Aren't most divorces caused by something that happened?
I mean, something's gotta happen. It's
or it's like you go to your lawyer and you're like, nothing's happening. What is it that there's irreconcilable differences? There is fraud. Isn't fraud one of them?
I don't know.
Remember like when Renee Zellweger was married to like, who was the one? It's like fraud.
It's always irreconcilable differences. Or like when if somebody cheated, couldn't they say that too? Like,
yeah,
that's on it.
But now something happened.
What's also funny is that today, so this came out a few days ago, but then today the coverage was really strange. One of the headlines in Us Weekly, I think it was just like Slow Sunday. It was Justin Hartley, Chris Shellstation Hartley hosted viewing party for Melissa Claire Egan 1 week before split. So like this insane coverage is like these people said that they split on this date, but then they did something together. After that, like, you know, as if they could never speak again once that they decided they were going to get divorced, you know. So this is shocking that they hosted this party together, you know. The other great coverage of this is that I forgot this, but Chris Shellstation, her last name is actually Staus, but it's fine to call her Chris Shellstation, I think. Chris Shellstation was on Days of Our Lives. That's like her claim to fame. So she's also on that Netflix show, but whatever. When they get coverage, she also gets her own sub coverage by like soap blogs. So the dailysoapdish.com has it. This is their take on the news. Days of Our Lives news. What's next for Chriselle Staus post divorce? And I'm like, what do you mean, what's next? Because I didn't really know what was going on with Days of Our Lives. And so I was reading it, of course, and it says, and while there's no doubt that Justin will continue his work with the huge primetime hit This Is Us, Chrishell doesn't have much in the pipeline right now.
Selling Sunset?
That's so rude. And then it says, Days of Our Lives spoilers indicate that Chrishell's character Jordan Ridgway is supposedly dead, but we don't know that for sure. With the time jump.
No one's ever dead in a soap.
With their time jump, there's still a lot of questions to be asked and answers to be given. With that said, we have a feeling that Chrishell might come back to Salem sooner rather than later, and when she does, her fans will without a doubt be very happy to see her in front of the cameras again. Do you agree?
Did you agree? Did you comment? I agree. Soapnews.net.
I agree. I just really liked it. It was like, she may be dead, but, you know, as the number one blog of soaps, we know that that is never the case. So she could come back to life.
Jordan. Heard you were in town.
Hello, Ben.
Happy to see you. But you got some serious explaining to do, sis.
Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake. This is the biggest story of the week.
This broke right before our show, and we talked about it as like our breaking news for the show, and the gasps from the audience when we revealed this.
Because no one had seen it yet.
I was shook. They were shook. I was shook.
I was initially shook. But then hearing the other gasps, like hearing a room filled with gasps, like made me even more shook by it.
Because the reveal is like pretty scandalous. I mean, I'm not even being like fake amazed by this, but it's like, it's truly a little bit like, oh, you know, when you get the reveal.
There's a whole reason for this. And it's like, number one, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel have been together for a pretty long time in, you know, Hollywood standards. Mm-hmm. And which means there has been plenty of, you know, coverage of their like marriage falling apart, where it's like rumors they're going to divorce any minute now. Like that always happens. And they respond to stuff like that where they're like, our marriage is still good. Like, they would post like cutesy. If there were ever rumors about their relationship being in turmoil, they would respond with like cutesy loving photos. And it's like, no, 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 our marriage is stronger than ever.
They're just a very, they're a very A-list, media savvy, mm-hmm. Kind of like PG mm-hmm. couple, right? Like, they each have a lot going on. They don't do a lot of like, they do a lot of them-y things. They're both like mm-hmm. them-y characters almost. Like, she has that, the only, the hooiest thing she did is like that restaurant that failed,
Fudge,
I guess.
Which shut down. But then this, so whenever you see a headline that says Justin Timberlake holds hands with Palmer co-star Alicia Wainwright at New Orleans bar, you think, I don't know who Alicia Wainwright is. I don't know what Palmer is, but this is clearly them taking things out of proportion. Like, they're just like holding hands because they're shooting a scene in the movie. Like, this is going to be nothing. We're used to seeing stuff about this and it goes nowhere. But then you click it. Oh my God.
So let me explain. Let's explain like what is going on. So the Sun got this like exclusive. They're sitting in one of those like typical, if you're not familiar, it's like New Orleans. You walk down the street and there's like these balconies that are kind of like with, how do you describe the way the balconies
are? Wrought iron balconies. That's like it's like an entertainment district of any city, like where there are a lot of restaurants and bars and stuff. But, and you can see everything. They're not hidden, you know? Everything's out. Everything's lit. When you sit on the balcony, you can see across at other people's balconies. You can see the street. Everyone can see you if you are on a balcony.
But I'm just saying, that's where, like, they throw the beads from, like, on Mardi Gras. Yeah. So, like, you'd stand in the balconies. That's, like, VIP, like, location for watching the parades. So they're sitting in these balconies, and you mm-hmm. see Justin Timberlake, like, sitting at a table, like, whatever. And there's a video, and he just looks, like, completely wasted. Like,
he looks
really,
wasted. And also,
really
there are empty
drunk.
Glasses in front of, and maybe he wasn't. Maybe that's not even alcohol. But he's looks wasted and tired.
So you see this video and you're like, okay, what's going on here? And then there are these still photos, which I guess my question is, like, was the video and the photos different? Like, because you don't, in the video,
the same person taking them both,
but in the video, you don't see you don't see like the hand holding. And
yeah, I think they were different.
So there's video and then there's photos, and then the photos you have literally her hand on his knee, then them holding hands, and then a really zoom of her hand on his, like, inner thigh, almost.
Inner thigh. Like, it doesn't look innocent. And they're claiming currently that it was innocent, they're just friends, but, like, they're the photos that you don't expect to see. We're so conditioned to seeing things that are just, like, obviously not a thing. And when we saw these photos, we were like, holy shit.
Right.
She is, like, grabbing him. They're clasping hands. And apparently, I couldn't really see his left hand, but apparently the same Sun story said he wasn't wearing his wedding ring, which again could be explained away because he was shooting a movie.
They are playing lovers. They are playing people who are in a relationship. So a lot of people in the comments, a lot of like the Jessica Biel, Justin Timberlake stands were kind of like, those are fake. The video doesn't match the photos. They're playing a couple. Those are from when they were shooting. But he was so drunk and it was night and they weren't shooting. I don't think that they were shooting. I love this Bossip headline. Did you see this?
Yes.
Future swirl cheating scandal, like future sex love sounds. Very funny. Yes. Then we have, this was last night, and then today we had the like flush of denials from all of the sources. So
everyone said it's nothing.
So here every single person said it's let me nothing. Read you all of the sources, all the source comments back. I collected all of them. So he was on an open balcony. They were amongst friends. It was nothing. There was 100% nothing going on. A rep for Wainwright, that was Timberlake's source. A rep for Wainwright told People, there was no validity to this speculation. They are currently working on a project together. Members of the cast and crew were all together. And then my favorite, which is a second insider, meaning no one, it's supposedly no one's rep, but it probably is someone's rep, like a second source, but we don't know who it is. It says, they are like brother and sister, a second insider revealed to us. They are definitely not hooking up. She has been dating an actor who lives in L.A. Well,
never in my life have I touched either my brother or my sister on the inner thigh like that and like caressed their hand.
The only thing that could have that I'm like the loophole in my mind that's like, is like, were they filming? But they were on this balcony and there was no cameras. Like, and the same person who got this like, would have been like, because they would have been like, this is from a scene. Like an actual.
If they had been filming, that's what the explanation would have been. You know, like that's what the sources would have said.
Right.
They would have been like, they were shooting a scene there, blah, blah, blah. Also, we would have seen other photos of like the cameras out. No, the only camera was the one from the Sun pointed at that crotch. And the video of him, it looks like he is. I mean, again, and I don't want to keep harping on the fact that he seemed wasted, but he seems incredibly drunk. And which could also be an excuse for her, right? The two of them, because he's like, you're drunk, like sort of trying to like just like it's fine, like okay, like just we're gonna leave soon, like a friendly like keep it together, right? Like there are ways to interpret this that aren't like, ooh, they're having an affair, but my affair alarm bells are going off, you know? And just because we have been hearing that their marriage is on the rocks for so long, even though, again, that we probably only hear that because they are super famous and that's just what happens when you're famous. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I'm willing to believe this. I'm willing to believe it.
Who is this woman, though?
She is an actress. But she also has brains. She has beauty and brains. She was a scientist before she started acting, per a YouTube video called Alicia Wainwright Was a Scientist Before She Started Acting, which I watched part of until I had to turn it off because she was like, yeah, I was a biologist. I used to work for the Smithsonian or something. And the DJ's like, oh my God, you work for the Smithsonian? Holy shit, you're amazing. I was like, I can't listen to these like men
right
in disbelief over a woman being smart.
Her like first thing she did was Shadowhunters, and then was on Raising Dion, that like Michael B. Jordan thing that was on Netflix, I think. I didn't watch
it. But she was on Shadowhunters for a couple years.
I love this People article that's just everything you need to know about Alicia Wainwright, which one of them is just, she's got the travel bug. And that's like very incredible Tinder profile talk, which is like, I love to travel. You know.
Wainwright says her love of travel, which she documents on Instagram, is a direct result of her parents. Okay. This movie that they're in.
I can't wait.
It's called Palmer.
Can't wait.
It's called
Justin Timberlake Palmer. Is so good at choosing bad movies to be in. He is one of the pros at that,
it's
specifically.
It's directed by Fisher Stevens of Short Circuit fame.
Girlie! Girlie, come quick, girlie. Danger! Come on! Come on, you! Oh my God.
What planet is this guy from?
Which is wild. I didn't know he directed. He just appeared in the most recent season of Succession. I was like, wow, Fisher Stevens is back. And now he's directing a movie starring Alicia Wainwright, Justin Timberlake, Juno Temple playing a character named Shelley, and June Squibb.
Yeah. It wouldn't be a Juno Temple role if her name wasn't Shelley. Shelley.
Actually, you know what? Juno Temple, IMDb. Let's see every Juno Temple character's name, because most of them are like Shelley.
They're all Shelley.
like Beverly,
yeah.
Shelly.
No, they're all
Let's
like.
See. Oh, Veronica, Hannah, Shelly, Violet,
mm.
Coral,
mm-hmm.
Danny with an I,
uh-huh.
Rhea.
Yep.
She never has a last name. Very rarely has a last name. Patsy.
Uh-huh.
Vicky.
Yep.
Dottie.
Yep, I'm correct. I'm totally correct. This is a correct.
In the short film Bastard, she was girl. Drippy.
Nope.
Celia again.
Uh-huh.
Polly.
Sure.
Lola.
Uh-huh. God,
Lola.
You can't even make this shit up. Yeah.
Juno Temple. I mean, how do you describe that particular type of name? She's always this particular
She's
character.
She's always like, how do you, you can't say it without like.
She's always sort of like down on her luck, sort of desperate. That's her
She's
character.
She's very like, it's a hard knock life, but like if you were also.
She's Annie's friend who didn't get Daddy Warbucks,
who,
right?
Who like maybe took a job at the Bunny Ranch, you know, for like a few
yeah, maybe
years
took
to
a
get
job
out of
at the
debt.
Bunny
you know, it's just she always plays
like Annie forgot about her friend Lola, you know.
No, her name is Shelly.
I'll send you postcards every day, Lola. And then like did it for 3 days and then never again.
Shelly. Okay.
Back Shelly, to Justin Coral, Timberlake. Violet, Katie.
Back to Justin Timberlake always choosing bad acting roles. Is that it or is he just bad at acting?
He's not a good actor.
The only movie he's been
and
in that
was good
And
even when he's in
was...
something and they're like, Justin Timberlake's surprisingly good in it. No, he's not. He's yeah, never been good in anything.
Well, surprisingly good is on a scale. Like, he's surprisingly good in The Social Network, but that's just because he's well cast and surprising. And he's not terrible.
An asshole.
Right.
And he really doesn't have to do
he's
much.
He's also not even
you know?
That good, to be honest, in it.
No.
If we're looking
no.
back on it.
He's not a good actor. He's not.
I'm,
and I,
it
like,
took
it's
me a
not
long
a
time to get here, but
say.
I'm ready to I'm
people
ready to
want,
agree with you.
The thing is, like, people because you want to be surprised by a pop star who can do another thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. You're uh-huh. like, because it's like uh-huh. we like a person who's multi-talented, right? We love a multi-hyphenate.
Uh-huh.
But it's like there was a period where Justin Timberlake was really trying to become an actor.
Yeah.
And it was like about to take, and then yeah. it didn't take.
No.
And I feel like. Everyone pretty much knows by
and
now.
And he was like back to music because that's like
he was like
what?
Back to music. Yeah. Like I'm well, a guess I'm in, man of the woods now.
I think it was when he was in Runner Runner in 2013 opposite Ben Affleck. Do you remember this movie?
No.
God.
I do remember when he was at Inside Llewyn Davis and he would just like yep. he
yeah.
sang.
Yeah.
He was just, like, yeah, that's what you do. Sang. That's all you can do.
Runner in Runner. Time? Wait, can I just remind you what Runner Runner was? When a poor college student who cracks an online poker game goes bust, he arranges a face-to-face with the man he thinks cheated him, a sly offshore entrepreneur, starring Ben Affleck, Justin Timberlake, and Gemma Arterton, directed by Brad Furman, the guy who also did The Lincoln Lawyer.
Oh, Lincoln
and
Lawyer.
The Justin Bieber music video, What Do You Mean? Iconic. And this came out in 2013. I don't remember it at all.
Is your plan to gamble for your tuition money?
It must be really nice to have your education paid for.
I've been three tabling. Statistically, it's the right play.
This is the one you wait for.
Maybe he was waiting for you.
And mm-hmm. after that, all he did was
I'm
trolls.
Looking at this poster, and I've never seen this poster in my whole life.
Remember The Trouble with the Curve? I remember that. That was like...
I saw that. He's terrible in that.
Yeah, he's... Anyways, okay. Let's.
That's
get...
an okay movie. It's weirdly not that terrible, but
really?
He's bad in it.
Okay.
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool?
You?
$1 billion.
Speaking of actors who are just friends, we have two big segments today that are just friends. Just friends, just friends, where
just friends,
people
just friends.
Are just friends. But in the act of telling me that they're just friends, you're implying that some people thought they weren't just friends, therefore I am going to also think they were not just friends. You know?
Who were these people? Brad Pitt and Aaliyah Shawcott.
Brad, who's Brad Pitt?
No, I said, you know, explaining who are these people we're talking about?
Oh.
Brad Pitt. I wasn't asking the question
like,
in that way.
Who are these people?
Like, a them and a who.
I was like, really? Okay. So Brad Pitt and Aaliyah Shawcott were spotted taking in the arts together. And they were spotted at like the same gallery opening in LA, but then they were like spotted having dinner after before, and then they were at something else together, a play or something. And mm-hmm. you know, they're both very arty people. He likes sculpture, I think one of his things is ceramics.
Yeah,
and
that was his thing for a little bit.
And she does theater. I just saw her in something totally incredible. It was amazing at BAM, and she's a very yeah. arty person too. She's how many years younger than him? A little, quite a few years younger than him.
You know, a lot, a plenty of years, 20 years maybe.
20 years. So that's why it's surprising. But also I think she, not that this, she said that she was bisexual a few years ago, so people think that she's gay. Because you just like kind of forget it all muddles together. Right. Like, oh, isn't she gay? And it's like, oh, actually she came out as bisexual. You're half correct. But the point
I just saw that people call that out in the stories about it. Like, known bisexual, Aaliyah Shawcott is not dating Brad Pitt. She's bisexual. And it's like, but do you understand what bisexual means?
Yeah, no, exactly. Brad Pitt and Aaliyah Shawcott are seen together. She's actually, you know what he does, but she's most famous for Arrested Development. But she's done plenty of other things that people, I think,
Search
really
Party.
Love.
You so love Search Party.
Love Search Party. Love it. They're spotted out and there are people saying, oh, you know, what's going on with this? And then literally every single outlet reports that they are just friends. When more of these places are saying they are just friends, nothing's happening, then said that they maybe weren't just friends in the first place.
Everyone's like, they're just friends. They're just friends. No one can handle it.
Will you read all of the different headlines? Just like read, just go through them because they're kind of funny.
Brad Pitt is not dating Arrested Development actress Aaliyah Shawcott. They are just friends. Brad Pitt not dating Arrested Development star Aaliyah Shawcott. Brad Pitt not dating Aaliyah Shawcott despite multiple sightings together. Source says Brad Pitt and Arrested Development star Aaliyah Shawcott are not dating Aaliyah Shawcott and Brad Pitt aren't dating. Everyone is so offended by the idea that they could be dating that they were jumping on the bandwagon to be like, they're not. How dare you ever believe that? That is so absurd. Can you imagine anything more disgusting and bad and gross and improbable than Aaliyah Shawcott and Brad Pitt dating? How dare you? But my favorite headline is from Refinery 29.
The angels, like, at Refinery 29.
Oh my God, we love them. But it's like, there always has to be a slightly woke angle, and their slightly woke angle is, please just let Brad Pitt have friends who are women. Please.
Bobby, why won't you let Brad Pitt have friends who are women?
All I've been doing for the past like 2 years is letting Brad Pitt have friends who are women.
Please.
All he does,
Brad,
is
have friends
is
who are women.
Hang out with women with beauty and brains, and they say, oh, they're dating, and then they go, no, they're just friends.
And I'm like, okay.
And
sure.
I'm like, fine.
Great.
Brad Pitt can have friends who are women. We can all have friends who are women.
The E article quotes a source that it's just incredible. You know, I thought these were E's words, but it's actually the source. And I think somebody over at wherever they got this source, this person just figured out what friendship was. They Googled friendship. They went to the dictionary and they were like, dictionary.com, and just typed in friendship, because the quote they give is so wild. Let me read it to you. They've spent time together and have similar interests, but that's the extent of it. A source shared with E! News, they are not a couple and there's nothing romantic going on. Brad has different friends in different walks of life, and this is one of them. He enjoys being social with friends.
I love that, but I also love he has different friends in different walks of life.
Is that like implying women? That women, he is friends with women?
Bisexual. He has different friends in different walks of life.
Younger people,
younger
older
friends
people,
in the bisexual walk of
heterosexuals,
life.
Heterosexuals, bisexuals, women with curly hair, women with straight hair.
I mean, there are all sorts of like really obnoxious and frustrating ways to read this, but whatever. Mostly it's just funny.
Mostly.
You know? He enjoys being social with friends.
He enjoys being social with...
Next time I take a photo of me and my friends and put it on Instagram and I say, here's me being social with friends. I enjoy this. I enjoy being social with friends. Is Lindsay going to come to the thing tonight? Oh, no. She's out doing something else. You know, she really enjoys being social with friends.
Incredible.
I love my Helix mattress. I love my Helix pillow. What else is there to say about Helix? I freaking love it.
What
when I sleep on other beds,
what is there
I
else
get
to
mad.
Say is that I come back to my bed and I'm like, this is the bed. This is the bed. And it's honestly spoiled me for other beds. And I don't like traveling sometimes because I'm like, this is not my bed. Where's my bed?
I want
I've
my
made
bed.
It, I've made it. It's my special bed. It's my special mattress because it is a mattress that is made for my body.
Mm-hmm. I took the Helix quiz. It told me which Helix mattress to get, and that's the one I got, and that's the one that I love, and that's the one that I will not stop using because it's the best mattress I've ever slept on. Mm-hmm. The mattress is so good that when we got it, my cat Winston became obsessed with it, and now he's on it all the time, and I'm you have to move because need to sleep on the bed. It's my bed. It's not your bed.
Wow.
He's obsessed with it. It's irritating, actually. Wow. He likes the Helix so much.
So rude.
Everybody is unique, and I mean everybody, two words, because everyone sleeps differently, their bodies are different, and that's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I'm a side sleeper / stomach sleeper. Some people are back sleepers. Some people are exclusively side sleepers. There's a Helix mattress for all of you. Not only is the Helix the best mattress I've ever slept on, the setup was fast and easy. Their mattresses are delivered in a box and straight to your door. You just open it up and it like kind of like blows back up after it comes out of the plastic, and you put it on your bed and it's amazing. Plus, Helix mattresses all come with a 10 or 15 year warranty depending on the model. And if you don't want to take our word for it, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/who. That's helixsleep.com/who. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Springtime vibes are in the air, and when I bring in some beautiful flowers that are blooming, I want to smell them, not the litter box. And I can, thanks to Pretty Litter. I'm going to correct this ad because I didn't bring any flowers in, but you know what I did cook yesterday? A big pot of beans. It smelled delicious in my apartment. It smelled like all the yummy stuff I was cooking, and it didn't smell like cat poo-poo or cat pee-pee because I use Pretty Litter.
You're saying springtime vibes are in the air, and when I cook a big pot of beans, I'd rather smell beans. Smell them,
yes.
Not the litter box.
I'd rather smell beans than flour. I'm trying to personalize
it. I don't think Pretty Litter would mind you correcting their intro with your own personal endorsement, which is that you want to smell your beans.
Yes. Delicious, fragrant beans with bay leaves and garlic and onion. This is all to say that nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra-absorbent, it's lightweight, it's low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month. So I know that when people come over to my apartment, they're going to be smelling whatever I'm cooking, whatever's in the air, you know, like whatever candle I lit. They're not going to smell what's in the litter box because it soaks it all up. Plus, the crystals change color to indicate early signs of potential illness in my cat, like UTIs, kidney issues, and more. So when the colors change, you can tell your vet what happened so they know what to look for. And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. I never run out. I don't have kitty litter bags taking up a lot of space in my little apartment. Go to prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. That's prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. prettylitter.com/who. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. This is a Just Jared headline that I'm going to read. Jason Derulo seemingly shows off his manhood on Instagram. Seemingly a manhood. They cannot say this. They cannot say the word bulge, dick print, whatever.
Who knows?
Jason Derulo seemingly shows off manhood on Instagram. Then it says the 30-year-old swallowed a singer and Cats actor, posted a shirtless Instagram on Thursday that's gotten a lot of attention from fans because he's seemingly putting his private parts on display. When's the last time you've seen the word private parts words private parts written
describe out? Describe the photo. Like, this isn't just like, oops, is that a dick? It's like, this is literally, looks like he has a dildo just shoved in his underwear. You know, like,
so
it
it's Jason Derulo shirtless in just his underwear and at like an infinity pool,
but
a very well lit photograph. Yeah, it looks well composed and styled photo.
It looks like it's an oil painting. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's like a very, it's, this is not just some like iPhone 11 Pro
no.
photo. This is a good photo of Jason Derulo.
This is a photo shoot.
It's a photo shoot. And his bulge is in the underwear.
Can
very
I just
visible.
Say something? It's so Jason Derulo to do a photo shoot for a dick print. Like, the whole concept of the dick print, not like I've taken one, but like in my mind, the whole point of it is it's like this kind of like sly DIY moment where you're like, oops,
where
and
you notice
like,
it.
Where
and
you
maybe
notice
it.
It
like
right.
third. You're like, oh, look, it's a thirsty. Oh, it's a shirtless photo of someone. And then maybe like when
the
you look for a few
zoom.
More seconds, you're like, oh, wait, can I see? Is that
yeah,
the dick?
Right.
This is like the first thing you notice is the dick. And then you're like, you see the dick first and you're like, is that Jason Derulo? Third.
Literally.
Because right? it's just
yes.
dick.
The dick is first. You're like, wait, that's a dick. Like, I
Whose
can see that guy's
this?
Dick. And then I like look up and I'm like, oh, it's Jason Derulo. But you're right. Like, it's so Jason Derulo to take something, the art of the dick print, and really just like make it bad and fake. Sorry. Inauthentic.
And also Jason Derulo, he commented on the photo something like, don't lie, I know you zoomed, or something like that. Did you zoom?
Yeah.
LOL or something?
Yeah.
He knows that that's what we're looking for.
Right.
Whatever. But it also, it's so meticulous that it seems like there was literally a stylist there who was reaching
for
into his
dick.
Pants.
The
being
dick
like,
had its own
Let's
stylist.
Adjust the dick. We'll move it over here. Let's get the lighting meter over on this dick. Oh, we're going to need more light from above because we want to accentuate the dick with the shadows, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Jason, you look great. Oh my God. Point is, Jason Derulo with this dick photo did more for Cats in the marketing department with this one photo than Universal has done in 6 months.
Digital bulge technology.
Digital bulge technology.
We've used digital fur technology to create the most perfect covering of fur.
I don't even know if that's digital, but if it is, congrats to that technology.
I mean, TMZ asked him, they were like, is it Photoshop? And he was like, don't make me pull it out. Like, get
out. Oh my God.
Go to fucking hell. Like, get out of here. And then he said, it was in Bali. I honestly didn't feel like that was going to be my most liked picture when I woke up that morning. I posted the motherfucker very early. It was a photo from months ago. It was not even something that I just did. What?
You don't post that photo whenever you are a famous person and not expect people to go ape shit.
Also, okay? You don't take that photo and not know exactly when you're going to post it. That is a professional photo. Like, I'm mad at the idea that he's acting like this
it's
thing is pic. Casual when it
it's
looks
just
like
a casual photo.
You didn't
it's
take
like
that
Anthony.
Photo on your
it's like
phone.
Anthony saying stuff like that. Anthony's always posting bulge photos, and it's like, we know you want us to comment on your bulge. We know that's what you
like,
want.
You know the people who. You know how celebrities used to deny that they were taking photos with like professional cameras then putting them on their Instagram? Like it wasn't a photo that was taken on the phone. And then all of a and then everyone was kind of like, yeah, that's a thing that we do now. It's okay. You can take a photo and then like upload it to Instagram. To act like that's not what this is, which it literally 100% is, like there is no iPhone that can take a photo like that. That's looks like Avatar. It looks like Cats, you know? That has more actual, like, Cats technology in it than Cats the movie.
If the iPhone could take a photo like this, that photo would be on every iPhone billboard in the world. It's iPhone. Like, your iPhone 11 can do this. They would, like, sell out. They'd run out of phones. But an iPhone 11 cannot take that photo.
I bet, like, you can't search for filters right now on Instagram, but I bet there's, like, a bulge filter. Like, it just wouldn't surprise me that, you know, there's some amazing filters out there.
His comments...
Ugh.
Someone commented, what animal are you hiding in your pants? And he responded, anaconda.
He is like, I'm sorry.
He
but
loves
just,
it. He loves it.
From all evidence out there, he's the Demi Lovato of of himself. Let's just say that. He's suffering from some Demi Lovato behavior. You know, and this, I've thought this for a long time.
Do you think Cats is going to be a big hit? Probably. Cats is going to be a big hit, right? Like, it'll be a big hit.
I can't imagine it wouldn't be. It's coming out at the right time. It's like, this is the movie that families want to go see like on Christmas. Like that.
What a weird movie.
It's stupid. Everyone can see it. People are nostalgic for it, but kids would like it. It's rated like what, G? There's
no dick, like below G.
There's no dick print in that movie, I'll tell you that.
So did you have to go to cat school? Like you have to learn how to be a cat? Like,
literally.
I really remember Jennifer saying she had to like, you know, learn how to like actually like embody a cat. Like,
yeah, definitely. So everybody had to go to cat school. Me, I stayed
with... Okay, what is cat school? Did you just say we all went to
like,
cat school and everyone's like, what is
it's like, I've been there before, yeah. So cat school basically is, there's a woman.
Iggy Azalea and Playboy Cardi's rental home robbed of $360,000 in jewelry, engagement ring possibly taken. This is the story where she was home, right? And she left the door unlocked because she thought Playboy Cardi would be coming home. And then it was like literally a robber in a mask. And she was like, holy shit.
But I don't know. I don't know if that's this one, actually. That might be a different one.
I know. I think this is the one that happened. But I think she was home. She left the door unlocked because she thought he was going to come home.
But they're okay, by the way. This is not like
nothing
happened.
Yeah, they're fine.
Just
but she did get robbed. Like, she was in the house when this place got robbed.
Because it only took like 7 minutes or something. They were out in 7 minutes. The funniest thing about this, and I know it's not funny to get robbed, but what is funny about this is that it was reported that an engagement ring was taken. So then there were rumors that they were engaged. So like it really... It turned into like a totally different story because no one cares that their jewelry was taken, but people were like, are they engaged? So she had to post this like Instagram story that was like, never said anything about an engagement ring, etc. I am not engaged. Please stop involving me in this story circulating in the media today. So then she got mad because people were reporting on the robbery, but implying that there was an engagement, which is what this was reported in Bossip, I think is where I took that from.
Do you know who? So Playboy Cardi, I don't know if we've ever talked about him before, but he's a rapper.
No.
But do you know who he dated before Iggy?
Who?
Black China.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, dated.
I think dated. I don't even think quote unquote dated. I think he referred to it as, hold on, let me find this.
My girlfriend?
I think so.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Or I think they were officially dating, but not
really,
for long.
We really haven't heard from Iggy Azalea in a while, have we? In terms of
No, we haven't.
Yeah.
Have you been noticing that, like, the meme accounts, like the Instagram meme accounts that are so good, like Off-Brand Heels and whatever, have been using that clip from Blac Chyna's insane reality show that no one actually watches?
Oh yeah, where she looks
over and over again, she goes,
where she's fighting with her mom.
Cut the cameras, dead ass, dead ass. Cut the cameras, dead ass.
No one's watching.
I love.
No,
nothing is more scripted than
Blac
Chyna's
reality
show.
She's fighting with her mom, right? Like,
yeah,
that's who she's
fighting with.
Yeah,
it's her and her mom.
Cut the cameras, dead ass.
Damn, got too real. Her show got
cut the cameras. Dead ass.
What even channel is that show on? Quibi?
It's on that weird fake channel that you have to. That's like an internet
Pop?
Channel.
What channel?
I just looked this up. You get one guess.
Crackle.
The name of the channel.
Is it not Crackle?
No.
Pop?
There's like think there's Crackle. There's Quibi. There's Peacock. There's Disney Plus. You know what's like way
down the list? Wow Presents.
No, not even Wow Presents. Not even Fuse.
What is
Zeus Network?
What is that?
It's the Zeus Network.
It's the Zeus Network.
It's a leading, per their website, it's a leading digital video on demand entertainment network based in Burbank, California.
Could have fooled me.
It's $3.99 a month. Other shows on Zeus: The Real Blac Chyna, Jocelyn's Cabaret. So I guess Jocelyn has a show on here.
Uh-huh.
That's really all that matters. All these other shows,
wait,
like, who knows
it?
What any of this is.
Just
there's,
Jocelyn?
There's a Lil Tay show. There's a show called Ditzy. Body by Bartel.
So it's just content.
It's content, but it's $3.99 a month, so it's pretty affordable.
But it's an app that you can watch like on your TV or on your computer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not quite a channel. It's
available on multiple channels.
We
it's
have
a,
no
on iPhone, Apple TV app. There's a Fire TV app.
Because
there's a Roku
of streaming,
app.
Like we have no words for anything anymore. Like it's fine, but it's just like how do you describe anything? Because Quibi is not a channel. You know, and so, but it's the same, but Quibi and Disney Plus are the same as this thing.
Yeah, they're
all
streaming only, right? They're streaming only.
Right. Yeah.
They're all the same type of thing.
Exactly.
Cut the cameras. Dead ass.
Let's move on. Speaking of jewelry that wasn't stolen, here's some jewelry that was detained briefly. Lil Jon's jewelry was briefly detained along with himself at the Vietnam airport. What I like about this story that actually isn't even on this, and I don't even think we talked about it at the show, is that I think he went to Vietnam to do like one club appearance, which is kind of incredible if you think about it. Like, this is what Lil Jon does now. He flies to like, you know, he'll fly all the way to Dubai or fly all the way to, you know, Vietnam
and
for
get paid like
$500,000
for
one
appearance.
Night at like the highest, the best club, the biggest club in, you know, in these countries, which is like, it's crazy.
With these like really, really rich people just like pay for appearances. Yeah.
Right. Of anyone who's like remotely famous. Right. And Lil Jon is like the utmost entertainer. He's just like an entertainer essentially at this point.
Yeah. I liked one of his captions on Instagram was Vietnam got me hemmed up over my ice, SMH. But he called the U.S. Embassy. I also like this story because it's like a cute story about like
bureaucracy working
government
for
working.
Somebody. You have to be famous for the bureaucracy to work for you.
Yeah, but he called the U.S. Embassy. The embassy showed up and they were like, sure, Lil Jon, we'll help you out. And then they helped him out and he went home.
Right. He said, I was detained for about 6 hours because of my jewelry, which was also temporarily seized, he said in a statement to XXL. I was not aware that when arriving, you had to declare any jewelry, gold, diamonds, rubies, etc.
Come on, Lil Jon.
That exceeded $12,000 US. And the jewelry I had with me was worth over $400,000. You cannot catch me traveling with $400,000 worth of anything. Are you kidding? You're asking for it.
I love this. It says... His caption, it's amazing to know that no matter where I travel in the world, if something happens, the U.S. Embassy's got their citizens back. I'm super grateful for them.
Wow. That's like the best. That's the best ad for like TSA and like the, you know, anything involving
the
airports that I've seen in a very long time. I was wondering why like Lil Jon had so much money still, aside from, I guess, these club appearances. And I found this great CNN press release, essentially, like the press release got sent to CNN and they published it. Lil Jon did a Christmas song with Kool-Aid Man and the holidays will never be the same.
This photo is really funny. You should play a clip of it.
I'm going to play a clip of it.
Kool-Aid Man, you ready for Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I clicked this. I don't know why. So
no,
I was
the most embarrassing part about this is that you click this.
When you're scrolling through your RSS feed, like on my Feedly, and I'm just like blah blah blah, and there's so many things that you don't click. you know?
Yes.
Like, this is not up to my standard. And I saw Shay Mitchell debut as Mama Necklace, after giving birth to Baby Atlas.
Why did I click it?
I don't know, but I clicked it. And I was like, okay, so it's just, you know, she recently gave birth. We knew that whole thing was happening. Shay Mitchell, who's her boyfriend? What's his name?
Well, I don't know. I already forgot. Whatever. But they just had a baby.
It was a whole thing. They had a YouTube show about it. So she gives birth, and I was like, okay, I want to see this necklace. I don't know why I wanted to see this necklace. And it's just a selfie of Shay Mitchell, you know, looking beautiful, showing off her, like, she's done up, her makeup's done, her hair's done, and she's showing, and she has a necklace on. And the caption is whatever. And I was like, where's the necklace? And I looked at it, and the necklace doesn't say Mama, M-A-M-A. It says A-M-A-M. It says M-M. So I am obsessed with this photo, because it's like, no one references the fact that it's backwards in the photo, in the selfie. It's so, and I don't know if she didn't flip the camera. Is what happened here. She didn't flip the photo, or she put the necklace on backwards, right? Like inside out. I don't know, but it's really funny. No one is laughing at the fact that it says am-am.
No, am-am. It's really funny it says am-am. It really is.
And so it's
funny.
Like, hey, New York Post, you're making a lot of assumptions here that she debuted in Mama necklace. She debuted an am-am necklace. That's what it is. It's almost like, hey, Shay, you have your Mama necklace backwards. And she's like, what do you mean? And it's like, it's am-am. It should say Mama. And she's like, oh, you're right. Am-am is Mama backwards. I just like am-am.
I just like that her kid's first words are going to be am-am. Because of
am-am.
Am-am.
Ad-ad.
Am-am.
Where's my ad-ad and am-am?
Am-am. It kind of reminds me of, like, you know how sometimes it's like the grandmother is like, don't call me grandma. Call me like boo-boo or something, like, to avoid that.
my mom is granny.
No, but I mean, that's still grandma, essentially. I'm talking about the moms who are like, I'm a cool young grandma. Call me goo-goo or whatever. Like, Kris Jenner, I know, is called Lovey. She has her grandkids
cute.
Call her Lovey. Yeah.
But I knew someone growing up who was a grandma. She was a neighbor of ours. She actually had a pink Cadillac from Mary Kay. That's the one I was talking about yesterday.
Wow, she must have been so successful.
She was pink Cadillac Mary Kay woman. She had her grandkids call her Bubba, which I always thought was so weird.
That's weird.
Bubba.
That's
it's extremely
weird.
Texas also.
That's weird.
I remember one time I was with her once, and I was a little kid, and all the kids were like, Bubba, over here, Bubba. And everyone was calling her Bubba. And I remember talking to my mom, being like, why does everyone call her Bubba? And my mom was like, that's what she asked them to call her. It's very strange. Don't comment on it. And I was like, okay.
I mean, I feel like sometimes the names are cute and they come out of, like, the kid not being able to pronounce your name, or, like, that's just, like, a name of something that they love and they start calling, you know, it, like, sometimes it has a cute origin story. It's not like, call me this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know the full story.
Yeah. Bubba.
Miss Shay Mitchell.
Hello.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Entrepreneur of the year. What does that mean? I mean, you've kind of really exploded your business, your brand over the past year.
It is so incredible and such an honor to get this award tonight.
Sam Hunt got arrested for drunk driving.
Who is that
Sam
again?
Hunt.
Hot.
Country them, I think, overall, who his whole thing is that he's hot. That's it. He sings about getting drunk and, like, how body is like a back road.
Body like a back road. Driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand.
A body and is like a back road.
Even body like a back road has that line going 15 and a 30. So he sings songs about being a bad driver sober. Turns out he's also a bad driver drunk, like everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Do not drive drunk. But he got pulled over in Nashville going the wrong way, quote, down a Nashville street when the cops spotted him and pulled him over. Apparently he was swerving. When the cops asked him for his license and registration, he handed them a credit card and his passport. There
Yikes,
was also
which
like,
is like
a pile of empty beer cans in the passenger seat, or like two.
I mean, I know,
anyway,
I know
there
the,
should not be.
I know the implication is that he handed him that, like, by accident, but I'm also like, handing the cop your credit card, being like, get me out of this, you know, like, please.
What's the cop gonna do, like, swipe his Square reader?
It's like, I take Apple Pay, actually, so.
So he apologized, and in the grand scheme of celebrity apologies, it's a good one because he admitted that he fucked up.
It's a good one. He also went to jail. He spent the night in jail.
Yeah,
and
yes, there's a mugshot.
Yeah.
Anyways, apology says, Wednesday night, I decided to drive myself home after drinking at a friend's show in downtown Nashville. It was a poor and selfish decision, and I apologize to everyone who was unknowingly put at risk and let down by it. It won't happen again. You know, fuck you for driving drunk, but also, that's a good apology. You know, celebrities can learn from that. But the best thing about this, the best thing about this, is our friends Kelly and Jeff, who live in Nashville, shout out Kelly and Jeff. We were talking about this because obviously, like, this pertains to them because they love country music and they live in Nashville. So we were gossiping about this. And every story about this referred to this as like a Nashville street that he went the wrong way as, like a road in Nashville. And Jeff provided us some context. He said,
classic Jeff context. I love this so much.
The road he was driving the wrong way down drunk is a somewhat major highway, which some of the national coverage seems to be overlooking. TMZ called it a street, dot, dot, dot. It's a highway with exits and stuff.
I just think like we all read this as like Nashville back roads, like those country back roads.
Like a back
he's
road.
Driving down the back the wrong way in his truck. Whoopsie daisy. But it's like a main street with exits. Like Nashville's a city, you know, like it's a big city, right? So it was pretty dangerous what he was doing. And then the other great part is that when this first got kind of reported, they had his mugshot and they basically had this, which was police say Hunt, whose hits include Drinking Too Much, which is incredible because that's literally one of his hit songs. Is this
drinking
song called Drinking Too Much, which I'll play right here.
Drinking too much since you've been gone. Can't get gone enough. I'm on top of the world. I'm going down. I'm gonna drink it all till you're not around. Drinking too much. Drinking too much since you've been gone. It gone enough.
Tyler Cameron reportedly packed on the PDA with Kylie Jenner's BFF Anastasia Karin Nicolaou. I shouldn't be trying to say these names.
Stassi.
Karin Nicolaou.
Kylie's friend Stassi, who I think threw
Stassi Karin Nicolaou. Yeah.
She's like the one who looks just like her. They all look just like her.
But apparently it wasn't Stassi.
We don't know. We don't know. So E reported that it was Stassi. But then Us Weekly reported that she was a mystery blonde. But then Us Weekly was like, it's a similar outfit to one Kylie Jenner's close friend Stassi wore when she attended a Clippers game at the Staples Center in LA earlier on Friday. So like, I don't know who's wrong, essentially. No one knows like what's going on with this story is what we're trying to say. Like, is it her? Is it not her? Is it just a blonde woman who looks like
it's
her?
It's probably just a blonde woman. Let's be honest.
Because all of these women look the same on purpose. Like it's a look.
That's the look.
So so TMZ, when you click, it says, Tyler Cameron hooks up with mystery blonde dot, dot, dot. Might be Kylie's hot friend. So no one actually
the
knows.
The least
it
helpful
is not
article
confirmed.
That's ever been written. Right. That is the least helpful thing that's ever been written.
Nobody knows. Based on some circumstantial evidence we've combed through, it appears this might very well be Kylie's good friend, otherwise known as Stassi Baby on IG. She's in Kylie's circle of friends and often tags along for girls' trips. More importantly, she was also at the Clippers game last night in a private box and appears to be wearing a very something very similar to our mystery chick here.
Mm-hmm.
At least from the upper half anyway, which seems to resemble Stassi's outfit for the night. Besides that, eyewitnesses are telling us it definitely looked like AK to them. Our sources say Tyler and this gal showed up together around midnight, grabbed a table. I don't know why we give a shit about this guy. Is it because he dated Gigi right after?
I think that's the only reason. He has some residual like impact here, and I think that's going to go away quick, especially if he's only associating with people who may or may not be Stassi.
Right. It's this is an incredible strategy right here.
He's
going to
go away really quickly.
I hope so. I mean, there's a new guy coming. There's going to be new Bachelor guys coming. It's like they just keep getting replaced by each
and
other.
Also, like, to be fair, like, he is one of the hotter Bachelor contestants that's ever been on it, I guess, right?
Is that what you're trying? Exactly. Okay.
No, but I feel like that really does a lot. Like, there's a movie star handsomeness to him that doesn't really exist in a lot of those other people, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Like, a lot of them are kind of dopey, dorky, like, Bachelor-looking dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do Rita.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
Last week on Saturday marked the one-year anniversary of Phoenix, the best album of last year. I don't know, one of the best albums of last year. It's a great album. Not even... This isn't just Who Weekly talking. It's a great album.
It's her only... One of her... She released another... It's debated. But there's another one out there that she released, I think, not... The point is it's her first major...
point is, it's good. It's a year old.
It's good. We loved it.
Ritual's not on it, but it still counts. Okay.
Oh my God, Ritual's so good. She didn't even get Ritual on it. That's crazy.
The most important thing that is up with Rita Ora this week is that I'm going to quote Inquisitor, which is a big Rita Ora follower. Mm-hmm. Rita Ora rocks lacy bra and unbuttoned jeans and flirty Instagram update. Quote, tell him I'm busy. That's the part of the caption that they used, right?
Sure.
And it's this photo of her in this what would you call that? Like, she's got just her bra on and like pants, and she's like clearly getting like her hair done, right? Like, mm-hmm. And she's smiling. Like, they still have like model photos. Ronan Park is still taking them. I still think they're dating, but like that, I'm just gonna be
they're
on this
not
bandwagon.
Dating.
Whatever.
Okay, whatever.
But
this
she
is
looks
ridiculous.
She's glowing. She looks incredible. And the caption is, tell him I'm busy. Being an antisocial weirdo, BRB. When has anyone ever referred to Rita Ora as an antisocial
weirdo?
She's the opposite of an antisocial weirdo. She's the coolest person alive who loves being social.
She's just very social. Like, even if
she's cool as hell.
Even if she was like, you know, being social, I do believe you can be social and still have anxiety about it. But Rita Ora really does not give off those vibes. She is a social butterfly.
But this isn't even about anxiety. This just says being an antisocial weirdo. And it's never in your
not
life
a weirdo.
Have you been an
antisocial
weirdo.
She's not antisocial. Weirdo. No, she is not. No, she's not. She's not.
She's not.
She's not. Vera love Ora the woman, commented. But from our investigations over these 3 years or whatever, however long we've been fucking doing this, she's not antisocial.
Almost four.
Okay, yikes.
Almost four.
Sometimes when she's not up to stuff, I'm like, I go a little bit deeper past the tabloids. I'm like, oh, what's she doing? It's like, she was sick this week. So people were tweeting at her, Rita Ora, how you feeling? She never gets sick. Like, she works so hard. So it was just kind of like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out she had tonsillitis. And people think she'd make a good Uber driver.
Yeah, and that's true. We've got some news on Twist. Here's a headline from the Daily Mail. Rita Ora goes undercover in a wide-brimmed hat and trench coat as she gets into character as the Artful Dodger on the set of Twist. And there's a photo of her in a trench coat, in a hat, next to Raph Law, filming Twist. I can't wait for Twist.
I can't wait for
I'm
Twist.
I'm going to move to London so I can watch Twist.
I don't think there's any other way for us to see Twist aside from moving to London.
I
got to
watch it opening day. Fly us to London. If there's a premiere and you work for Twist, fly us over.
I don't think there's going to be a premiere. This movie is being made for like Sky News for like an on-demand day of release. Like, it
That's
might
fine.
Be in one theater, but I don't even know. I'm telling
it's
you.
It's gonna have a premiere. It's
I'm
gonna have a premiere.
Telling you.
Just Sky Cinema, distributed by Sky Cinema. It's gonna get a real release somewhere at
you
some
You say that,
theater.
But okay. Best of luck. I don't know.
Best of luck. Okay, we are done with today's show. Thank you for listening. We're not going to promote new shows because we're done. They were great. Thank you to everyone in New Jersey and Brooklyn and surrounding areas who came. It was so much fun. They were truly like three of our best shows of all time, honestly, I would say. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Support us on patreon.com/whoweekly. New episode coming this week. Happy Thanksgiving if you celebrate that. And we'll see you Friday with a special call-in episode. Not even special, just normal. Same shit.
And next week, Hallmark Holiday Special.
Ooh,
get ready, strap in.
Monday.
Let's watch
Tuesday.
Some garbage. Bye.
Ooh, bye.
You will, Jayla. Yo,
they want to know.
Hey.
Mia.
Hey.
Mia.
Come on.
Hey. I want to be famous.